And hello, everybody, and welcome. A special, special night here at Business Radio X. We are broadcasting live from the brand new Western Atlanta Gwinnett, Mike alongside Amanda. And tonight is a VIP reception. Tomorrow is the official opening day, Amanda. The first guests will be checked in. But tonight, a VIP hospitality event. They'll be up at the rooftop. With that going on, food and drink. The owners of the hotel are here tonight. Some dignitaries are here. We're going to be interviewing a lot of folks over the next hour or so, hour or two, as it may be. Just a big night for the Gas South District and this part, well, this whole region.
The community as a whole, yes. We see a lot of friends and community members walking in. They have the step and repeat. People are being greeted with a glass of champagne. As somebody who has experience in the world of hospitality, I must say we are seated in a gym here in Duluth, Georgia. What a gorgeous property, well-appointed, so much flexible space for events. I know we were just talking about some of our local nonprofits possibly hosting events here in the near future. We have a dear friend of the studio and our producer, Dan, who has a good pulse on what's going on here. So we look forward to welcoming the Westin and congratulating them on their grand opening.
And this is a beautiful 11-story, four-star hotel. And we'll be talking to the general manager. We'll be talking to ownership. And we're going to be joined by
Kevin McAteer, who is the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Concord Hospitality. How are you today?
Doing fantastic.
Your thoughts right now? This has been a project in the works, well, for many, many years. Because of COVID, it was delayed a little bit. So it's been a while. But today, you actually can see it, feel it, touch it, smell it. Tomorrow's the official opening day, but a big VIP night tonight. What's going through your mind?
Well, I got to tell you, you're absolutely right. I was here for a groundbreaking where I stood in front of some bulldozers without any of this here, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And before I came, I looked at this folder that had this project in there, and it was even further back from that. I don't even know if it was the same location when we first started talking about it. But tonight is pretty incredible for us. We operate over 140 hotels, but this is got so many firsts going on. For Concord, it's our first Westin, and we've been watching the Westin brand for a long time, and we've been waiting for the right moment and the right location to build, operate the first one. But what really gets us excited is I think that the Westin was the last piece, the last gem of making Gas South District the premier destination in the region, maybe even the state. What we've brought, it is really difficult to find anywhere else in the greater region of this part of the world. We're very excited about it.
Tell everybody listening a little bit about the composition of the hotel. I know you have lots of flexible space. How many rooms are in your hotel?
So we have about just under 350 rooms, have about 12,000 square feet of space, which I have to say is really creative. And you know, what really separates this from any other hotel and makes it such a good match with Gas South is, let me put it to you this way very simply. On one side of the hotel, you've got this 13,000-seat arena that does, you know, NCAA sporting events, top-tier concerts. Then you can walk through the lobby, get a Starbucks, go through a set of double doors, and go to your convention that's in 100,000 square feet plus state-of-the-art convention center. If that's not enough when you get out of your convention, you could go up to the rooftop, have a drink, have some dinner. A rooftop that has a 360-degree view of the whole county, and then why not go to a theater? 700-seat intimate theater on the same campus. Walk outside for a minute and a half, and you'll be blown away. Who has all of that?
Well, you're in a lot of trouble because how do you top this? did the Gas South District folks find you or did you find them?
I think it was a combination of both. We've partnered with the county. We've partnered with Gas South on this. What makes it special is the synergies of all of it, the synergies of the people, the leadership, understanding what the hotel needed to be special. But for us to really understand what has been happening here and how all of that makes it a different destination than anywhere else. Corporate meetings, conventions, weddings, look, if I was a business traveler and I was staying here for a night, I will find a reason not to go home until next week.
To elongate your stay.
Right.
Catch an activity on the weekend if you had a Friday meeting.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Concord, based in Raleigh, North Carolina, I believe.
That
correct?
That is correct.
What are your day-to-day activities like?
Yeah, so I really operate all the, I oversee all the commercial departments. So, you know, the sales and marketing, the director of sales, regional sales, digital marketing, also revenue management. And then, you know, for a side gig, I'll do some public relations. You know, maybe something you're,
something like this.
Yeah, something like this. It's like a side deal. But, so I oversee everything that kind of affects the top-line revenues for a hotel.
What's going on tonight? Explain what's going on right now, what's going to be happening later tonight.
Yeah, so we're going to open the hotel officially tomorrow at some point in the afternoon after everybody does their checks and balances. But what's important to us is the only way to really get the community to understand what we're delivering is to get them in here and let them see us kind of, if you will, do a dry run, probably more importantly, do a premiere is what I would say. So tonight, we'd almost call it like an influencer night.
Ooh.
Got about 190, 200 people, important local community leaders, potential clients, now current clients, and we're bringing them all in and we want to show them the hotel. We also want to take them up to that awesome rooftop.
Yeah.
And we want them to see why, if you live in this community, this could be a date night, this could be where you have a wedding, or you'll be lucky if your convention isn't just at the hotel, but it's at Gas South.
I've definitely been to some treacherous conventions. My most recent was in Boston, and I spent 4 days at that hotel, and there weren't nearly as many cool offerings as there are here.
Not the worst of spending 4 days when you'd rather have two. This is a 2-3 day convention place where you figure out how to tell everybody at home you'll be there on Sunday night.
Well, Kevin, we're so excited about it. You know, as let me read the list and make sure I got all this right. You're the guy to ask. It's a 11-story hotel, 4-star.
That's correct.
4-star hotel. You mentioned just under 350 guest rooms, 2 ballrooms, not one but 2, which is unique. A full service Starbucks, over 20,000 square feet of event and convention space and meeting space.
Correct.
The street level bar restaurant down here. Is it called the Overstory, you said?
Overstory is our rooftop. And
rooftop
Street
bar.
Song is our first floor 3-meal restaurant.
Full fitness studio, saltwater pool.
That's correct.
And you mentioned the connection to the Gas South District Convention Center and merely, 50 yards from the arena as well. So, obviously, you must have high expectations for this hotel.
Yeah, we certainly do. But you know what? We've got one of the most talented teams we've ever put together. A lot of folks that have been significant leaders in the hospitality industry in the Atlanta market, some of them who came from other markets but knew Atlanta extremely well, and this was their comeback tour. This is the hotel they wanted, the project they wanted. And again, it's not just about the Westin. This is an amazing hotel. It could be phenomenal on its own. We were about making a difference in the community and about doing something that's a first, and I think we've accomplished it here. And we're only 24 hours away from day one.
And as your partners here at Business Radio X, we're located in the convention center. We are so glad to have you. Welcome to the Gas South District. Kevin McAteer, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Got to meet your son yesterday. He works for the company as well.
This is true.
Yeah, but you two in the same room, probably trouble.
Well, I think Mark, the general manager, will make sure no matter what happens here, there's never any trouble, nothing but excitement and great, great experiences.
Great. Kevin, nice to meet you.
Thank you so much
for coming by and talking to us. It's a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation to be here.
Yeah, please, everybody, come out and stay. And I look forward to doing more with these. And thanks for everything you're doing, getting the message out about the Westin and Gas South.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep, you got it. Thank you.
Kevin McAteer with Concord. Again, about 150 hotels and properties around the nation based in Raleigh, North Carolina. Want to give a shout out to Russell Stewart, by the way. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing here at the Westin Atlanta Gwinnett Hotel. And he's been bringing us people that we're going to be interviewing. And I see him bringing the next one along as well. Somebody we know very, very well. And by the way, again, kudos to Dan for producing for us tonight. Dan is double dipping tonight, sort of. He's also going to be employed by the Westin. So his two worlds have collided here tonight.
And what two wonderful worlds they are. I had to hold back all of my specific hotel questions because I am very, very interested, thank you, in some of the behind the scenes. But we'll save that for Mark because he's the GM.
Yep. Well, Stan Hall is standing by. Stan, come on over.
Stan is no novice to the mic because Stan is the host of the hit series called That's the Ticket, which shares all of the wonderful, exciting things that are going on at Gas South. If you enjoy podcasts, anywhere you'd listen to your podcast, check out That's the Ticket with host Stan Hall.
Stan is the CEO of the Gas South District. And Stan's headphone level okay for
yes,
you?
Yes, it's fine.
Stan, congratulations. I mean, this is part of your vision as well to get that hotel, the last missing piece, or not the last missing piece. There's still a lot more things I know you have for the
yes.
future, but a big piece that you really needed on this campus.
It is a huge piece we needed on this campus, and we could not be more excited about this hotel. It's a fabulous building, fabulous structure that's going to provide opportunity for us to do things on this campus we've never been able to do because we didn't have this with us. But to have this hotel, which I think is comparable to anything you would see anywhere, it's going to be huge for us as far as our business model and their business model is concerned here at the Westin.
It's very luxurious just sitting here looking at how well appointed it is. All of the architecture is very sleek, almost minimalist, but like with a lot of design.
Yeah, there's a couple of people I've talked to who travel across the country and across the world. And they said when they walked in tonight, you have a look and feel of a downtown hotel.
Yeah.
Very urban feel,
yes.
A true hotel, not one that just has a small lobby and you go to your room. But this is what hotels are supposed to be. So we're thrilled about it.
Yet very welcoming.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
We've all been in those hotels
absolutely.
That there's nobody there and you
absolutely.
Can hear an echo. But
yeah.
Concord Hospitality, they own and manage hotels around the country. How did this relationship begin? I asked Kevin McAteer, the Senior VP of Sales and Marketing just now for Concord. I said, did you approach them or did the Gas South District approach you? He said it was kind of a mutual thing that came together.
It was mutual. It was like most partnerships like this. We put out an RFP talking to several hotel ownership groups. When we met with Concord, we really did hit it off immediately. They described a product they wanted to build, which is truly what you see tonight. You know, we've all seen conceptual drawings, and when the finished product takes place, you go, wait a minute, that's not what you said it was going to look like. This is exactly what they said it was going to look like from the bottom floor up. So that partnership with Concord is one that we love and will cherish for a long time based on this property, on our property. So,
as you touched upon, Stan, this was a big piece of your vision. We've got the beautiful convention center. You've got the theater, the Hudgens Arts Center. You've got two brand new parking decks. And of course, the gym here, the 13,000 seat arena where you
yep.
have all these events, sporting events and so forth. You've got a lot of parking here. You still got a lot of acreage.
Yes, we do.
What are some of the plans or what can you share with us? What else could we expect down the line?
Well, there was an article, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, in BizNow just this past week. I think some of the information slipped out, so we got a call, and instead of just saying stand by, we did give them a lot of the information. We are probably 90% complete on that pre-paperwork mountain that you have to climb to get anything done when you have so many entities involved in it. But I think in the next few weeks, you're going to see an announcement talking about our mixed-use development on this property. This also is going to be, I think, just magnificent and very comparable to the level of quality between the convention center, this hotel, and as you mentioned, our beautiful arena. It's going to be very special when we get through with it.
Congratulations, Stan. I know this is a big day. I mean, what's it feel like now to actually see it happening?
Well, you know, to say that it's surreal is, you hear that about everything, but I can't think of a better term.
Yeah.
It's truly surreal. Mm-hmm. I've sat in so many meetings, and we've talked about what this room's going to look like and this room. And again, as you walk through it tonight, it's just like, holy, you know what?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it feels like tonight. So it's fabulous.
Now we're seated in this room.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you had COVID that kind of delayed everything. And so it's like, oh my goodness, now it's finally here. So
yes.
Congratulations to you, Stan. We'll let you get back to the
Thank
party
you.
And everything.
Thank you so much for being here as well tonight. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Stan.
Thank you all.
Stan Hall.
CEO, of course, of the Gas South District here. And again, we are broadcasting live tonight. It's a VIP event going on. Lots of familiar faces, a lot of dignitaries that I recognize from around Gwinnett County are here tonight. But again, the official opening of the hotel If you're listening live, the official opening is tomorrow, which is March 21st. If you're listening to this as a podcast, well, then the hotel is already open.
And we're welcoming our friend Jennifer Bridwell with the Georgia Banking Company. I have been seeing you all over the social media, girl, doing drawings and events. How exciting.
I feel so important.
you are important.
I know.
Jennifer is Georgia Market President for Georgia Banking Company. And not only that, Jennifer, but you're the chair on the Home of Hope Gwinnett Children's Shelter. I think I kind of put you in touch with Mark, the general manager here.
You did.
Okay. And you're going to be doing, I don't want to take away any secrets.
There's no secrets.
Okay.
So I have met with both Mark and Russell a couple of times now for lunch, and I have done everything I can to introduce them to everyone I know. So thank you so much for introducing them to me. I keep reminding them that Georgia Banking Company is right here in their parking
lot.
So it would be very convenient for us to work together.
I see.
Because I imagine you might take some lunch meetings and bring some clients over here.
Yes. So I came one day last week for a personal private tour, and I cannot tell you how excited I am about Sweet Song.
The restaurant.
Yep. He told me that they will be offering breakfast and lunch, and they are really geared for breakfast and lunch to get people in and out for within an hour.
Nice.
Yes, and that's good because there's some great restaurants around, but we do need a few more because they can get a little
really
busy.
Yeah, bogged down.
So with this being so close to my office, I plan to meet lots of people here. And then Overstory, the rooftop bar, I believe he said that's more appetizer type, plates.
Tapas, yeah.
And, the grill, the bar and grill upstairs. So I think this is going to be that happening place.
To come full circle, what I was getting to earlier is with the Home of Hope, you're going to have your annual gala here.
We sure
gala.
I say gala, tomato, tomato, whatever. Uh-huh. Yes, we are. In October, we are going to have our 10th year celebration since Maureen has been here. So it's going to be her 10-year anniversary. So since Maureen Cornoa came on as executive director, we're going to do it big, and we're going to have our gala here for Home of Hope, and we're excited.
As someone who's been a part of the banking institutional landscape for a while here in Gwinnett County, how is the development of this property going to impact, us financially? Now, obviously, we're looking to attract folks to the area. What does that mean for the banking world?
It's huge, not only for the companies, the restaurants, the stores, retail around here, but the arena. I mean, this right here is going to be so good for the arena because not only are the people going to attend concerts be able to stay here, but now the artists no longer have to get on their bus or whatever it is and go to Atlanta.
Travel,
and that's
wow.
what they've been doing. So the artists can stay here. It's going to, I believe, attract people that in the past felt like they had to go downtown or go to Buckhead to get that Westin type hotel, and we can keep them here in Gwinnett. But not only that, what it's done for job creation has been amazing. When I came last week, they were doing a training session in Sweet Song for the servers, and there were probably, 25 or 30 young adults in there that it's creating jobs, not only in the restaurants, but in every area of the hotel.
You've had a unique view, Jennifer, of the construction with your, I can look out the window right here and see your office.
I know.
So you've been able to see it since it kind of began before, really around when the pandemic began.
Yes.
So it's got to be surreal for you. And that was a term that Stan Hall used, a surreal feeling to actually see it in fruition and to be here tonight.
It is. And it's funny. So, I've been going to the Gas South Convention Center for years, whether it's the Gwinnett Chamber Annual Dinner or
the Moxie
Awards or to visit Gwinnett Business Radio X, whatever it might be. And we normally park in the parking deck and we walk straight in. So seeing the different views of the front of the convention center and all in the theater at Gas South from this side, it is absolutely beautiful. The courtyard area they have out there, the Starbucks on the corner. I think this hotel is not going to just be a destination for people that need to stay in the hotel, but the restaurants, the Starbucks. I think they're going to get a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we don't want to keep you from the party and the festivities, Jennifer. So
thank you for coming by.
Jennifer Bridwell, again, with the Georgia Banking Company, joining us here on Business Radio X. And we have more guests coming as Russell brings them on over here. Again, if you're just joining us, this is a sort of a soft opening, a VIP event going on, invitation only, at the Westin Atlanta Gwinnett Hotel. It's on the Gas South District campus on Sugarloaf Parkway in Duluth. Tomorrow, March 21st, is the official opening day. The first guest will check in. And did you hear, Amanda, our man over here, Dan Braverman, our producer, who also does double duty for the Westin, he's going to be checking in the first guest, I understand?
Yes, that's correct. Me and another front desk agent named Candace Nicole will both be, I have been chosen to check in the first guest. And secret, I do know who that guest is going to be, but I'm not going to divulge that information.
I was going to ask you if you knew who it was.
Oh, is it somebody famous or something? Or?
It's not.
They just want to treat the first guest.
They're not
really right.
Somebody well known or known in the business community or something like that?
I'd say that one, yes. Well known in the business community.
How did you get the honor?
I was just chosen. I guess I've been doing a good job. I don't know.
He is the chosen one.
What's your title?
Front desk agent.
Front desk agent.
Dan's title is
front desk secret agent,
comma the man.
So when you check in, Dan might be the guy that checks you in.
This is true. Come to the Westin Atlanta Gwinnett and see me.
And make sure that you inquire about how you can become a part of the rewards program.
You definitely want to be part of the rewards program. There's so many benefits to it. Every time you stay, you get 10 points for every dollar spent. It's a no-brainer.
And as we have more VIPs come join us here on Business Radio X, it is our honor to be joined by Mark Kuntz. He is the CEO of Mitsubishi Electric Train HVAC here in the U.S. Mark, your offices are right down the street, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We're neighbors.
Well, thank you for joining us today. What's going through your mind right now as you walk into this beautiful establishment?
Well, I got a chance to go to the Hard Hat Tour about 3 months ago. And I can't believe from that to this, just in 3 months, is fantastic. I have quite a strong interest because the CEOs of my company, the CEO of Mitsubishi Electric and the CEO of Train Technology, are both going to meet here in about 2 weeks. So the fact that it is at this state of completion and this level of beauty, wow, that's going to be incredible.
They got it done in time just for you.
I think so.
But to have a 4-star hotel here is good for you. My understanding is you've already booked a ton of rooms for this place for a lot of folks that are coming in for Mitsubishi.
That's right. In fact, when our CEOs formerly came in, we would have to get hotels for them in Buckhead.
Wow. It's
because we wanted to treat them with that level of respect. And no longer.
No longer.
It's going to be right here, down the block. And frankly, I think they're going to be extremely pleased. I'm going to consider this an upgrade.
Well, an upgrade it is. I think anybody would be excited to stay here. Talk about the corporate use. I know that it's very attractive in the world of business travelers for hotels to have companies like yourself stay regularly. What type of travel patterns do you utilize within your company?
Well, at our facility right down the road, we have a full-scale training center. And we put hundreds and hundreds of people through trainings on our product there. We will have the opportunity to have them stay here. We'll have the opportunity to host business partners here as part of the Mitsubishi Electric Classic.
Coming up very soon.
That's right. You can imagine how many guests we have come in from around the country for that. And on and on. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic showcase for us. You might not be aware of this, but all of the heating and air conditioning in this building was provided by Mitsubishi Electric Train. So it's not just a beautiful showcase.
That.
The comfort you're feeling right now is from the single most effective and energy efficient systems available in the world. And that was part of the brand that the Westin here wanted to uphold.
I have to ask you, because recently on social media, I've seen some installations using helicopters, and boy, was it the coolest thing. How did you install those units on the roof of this building?
Well, for us, these are very compact modular systems. They actually go up in the elevator.
Do they? So, oh, goodness.
The helicopter's
then
cool.
That was super easy.
But it's a little bit expensive and a little hard to coordinate. These are more like a Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
Each module builds up to the total capacity that you need. And you can access it through the elevator or through very simple crane systems. So another benefit of the system.
Mark, I'm guessing you know this. Amanda, you may not know this. Now, when it comes to Japanese culture, when it comes to the bathtubs, the Japanese folks love those big, deep bathtubs. So they actually have rooms here at the hotel. When I took my tour, I got to see some. Some of the rooms actually have the big, huge, standalone bathtubs that you can fill. You know, they're huge and tall that you don't see in a typical hotel.
Mike, you're right on with that cultural effect. And again, I think they did that for me. Our CEO will only stay at a hotel
with a garden type of a bathtub. How lovely. Right. They have to take a soak.
That's right.
It's a good soak.
Part of the reason we had to go to Buckhead, but we've got it here in the neighborhood now.
Very nice.
So a dream come true for you, not only just a gorgeous property that's going to help you business-wise when you're bringing folks into town, but to be able to say that it's your product that's keeping this place warm or cool, as the case may be.
Exactly.
It checks a lot of boxes for you.
It sure is. And we're just proud of the partnership, the ability to, from the first designs, to integrate everything together. So it's not an afterthought. It's an integral part of the building. It's going to save them utility costs for the entire life of the building. It's sustainable. It's beautiful. It's comfortable. What more could you ask for?
You're looking forward to going upstairs to the rooftop tonight?
Yeah, I got to check that out. Again, they were putting the glass up when I was there last time. I suspect it's going to look pretty good.
I wonder if you'll be able to see your office from way up there.
Probably so. I could walk here. Really close.
All right, Mark Kuntz with Mitsubishi Electric Train. Thank you so much for stopping by. Congratulations, I guess, in order for you as well.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you guys here for events for the long term.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
And we are back, Mike and Amanda. We're broadcasting live on Business Radio X tonight. Again, we're at a VIP event going on here at the beautiful Westin Atlanta Gwinnett Hotel on Sugarloaf Parkway in the Gas South District. If you're listening live, the first guest will be checked in tomorrow. If you're listening to this as a podcast, hey, the hotel's already open.
Come on down.
We are joined by the general manager of the hotel. He's like a proud father walking around tonight, Mark Castriota. And Mark, congratulations. I asked you before we came on, is it Castriota or Castriota? And you said there's some rivalry in your family about that name.
I'll tell you a really quick story. So if you're an Italian, you know that there's no long O, right? So my father and the family pronounced it Castriota, but my uncle owned a car dealership and he pronounced it Castriota. But he did so because when he first bought the dealership, he didn't really have a lot of money. So he went with an advertising firm that did the song, some say tomato, some say tomata, some say potato, some say patata. I'm Tony Castriota. You ought to buy a Chevrolet from Tony Castriota Chevrolet.
That's
the story.
A marketing genius in the family.
And now my cousin owns a dealership in Tampa, and he uses that same jingle that's 50 years old.
Love it.
All right, let's get down to business, Mark. Here we are after many, many, many years of planning and construction. Yeah. Then we had this COVID thing happen.
Yeah.
And here we are opening the hotel. I joked you look like a proud father. I mean, what's going through your mind right now?
I am so happy for our associates. They have done such a tremendous job of getting this hotel open. We could not have done it, though, without the partnership from all the people with Concord, whether it was design or construction. It's just been such a great team effort and great family of people coming together to make this happen, which, as I shared with you when I had the pleasure to be on the show before, what a great opportunity for the county of Gwinnett and the city of Duluth to add this hotel to the Gas South District. And as you see, it's just spectacular.
Yeah.
We have done more than 100 site visits, and I have not had one person not be in awe or say something, wow, that's really a unique feature. Whether it's bringing nature in from outside, the floor-to-ceiling windows, all the design, it's just very special to open a hotel and get it to this stage, under budget, on time.
Wow, under budget.
Congratulations twice.
My pre-opening budget. I don't know about the construction budget. my pre-opening budget is under budget.
You said wow factor, and when I walked through the front doors, that's truly what I said, wow. And then I inhaled and I caught a whiff of that very specific and unique Weston scent.
Yeah.
And I just looked around and I couldn't have been more delighted.
Yeah.
Delighting guests is what you aim to do. And I'm sure you are familiar with the old book, Raving Fans. My question is, what are you going to be doing to create raving fans and set yourself apart from other hotels similar in your comp set?
Yeah. You can have, that was white tea is the scent, by the way, when you come
white
in.
White tea.
White tea. So you can have this fabulous designed hotel, but if we've just spent 4 weeks paying all 216 associates full-time hours training. So if we don't train them on the brand specifics and making eye contact and using the guest name and making people just having a connection with people, that's what separates everybody else. And I have a commitment to be on every single site visit. So I welcome every single person that comes to see our hotel to set the tone with everybody else. So I will walk around, and if I see, I'm doing this on radio, but my hand's in my pocket. If I see an associate with hands in pocket, I walk by and say, you know, take your hands out of your pocket. I'm going to sew your pocket shut, right? Because it's just not, that's not what we do. That's not, you don't look professional when you're standing there with your hands in your pocket. So it's reinforcement of all the expectations of hospitality, but it's really this personal connection that you make with people. And I have had many comments even tonight, and mainly from my Marriott training team that's been here for 2 weeks, that said, you guys have done a phenomenal job of hiring the right profile of people. And for me, the right profile of people started when I hired the right leaders, right? Because they were the ones that interviewed and made the decisions to hire the associates that we now have on our team. I think it sounds simple, but it's really hard. You have to really be committed to reinforce that positively all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I look over at Dan, who's going to be one of your front-end associates, front desk associates, and he's nodding in agreement with everything you say. Mark, you've been in the business, the hospitality business, for a long time. You've opened plenty of hotels. How does this compare to others? Is it like picking your favorite child? You can't really do it. You mentioned the other day at the Chamber's Board of Directors meeting, this is it for you. This is the place where you're staying. This is your last one.
Yeah.
You know why that is? It's because once you get perfection, I mean, you can't raise the bar any higher than this, right?
Yeah. This one's pretty special. You know, I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and I've lived in 9 different cities, but I've moved here back to Atlanta twice. So this is really home. So for me to be able to lead this team and create something that's going to really change the landscape of the hotel community, certainly in this market, is really pretty special. Mostly that I can create opportunities for the 200 people that work here.
Are you seeking team rooms? Is that a market segment that you guys are looking to?
Oh, for sports teams.
For sports. That's a whole other animal. That's why I ask.
We have already contracted with Georgia Swarm. So we are housing their team when they have an event. And we have had a number of site visits. They are not signed yet.
Yeah.
With some pretty big sports teams in the city of Atlanta.
We'll
leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave a little mystery.
This being a 4-star hotel, you're at a certain price point. I mean, you're not a discounted hotel. I mean, there was a need for this, not just in the Gas South District. And we've talked with Stan and everybody else about the connection and how it just makes so much sense with the convention center, but just for Gwinnett County in general, a hotel like this was needed.
Yes. The closest full service hotels are Peachtree Corners, Norcross, Chateau Elan, pretty far away, and then if you go down 85, about 12 miles. Other than that, there's great hotels. I mean, our partner hotels across the street are fabulous hotels, but they're not full-service 4-star hotels. And there were so many people that have said, We could not wait for this to get here. We have wanted this. Our very first guest tomorrow that is checking in specifically said to me, I come from out of town. I work in one of the local businesses, corporations, and I have been waiting for a hotel like this for years. So he's our very first guest tomorrow.
And you can't tell us who it is.
I cannot.
Because we know who's checking him in, and he won't tell us who it is.
Yeah, I cannot tell you who it is.
Is there some sort of like confetti bomb going to go off in their room or something special for being the very first inaugural guest?
He's getting some pretty special treatment.
Cool.
No confetti bomb.
Because then housekeeping would not be
pleased.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, I wouldn't do that to my team.
And no pressure on Dan here to make sure he gets them checked in properly and with everything.
For those listening and they can't see, and we do invite you to come and take a look for yourself, what would you say is your favorite feature about this property?
I love the public space for a number of different reasons. There's natural light that comes in. There are no hard edges. It feels like you're flowing through the space when you're walking through it. I just had a gentleman that's here, one of the VIPs tonight, said it's a very welcoming feeling as soon as you walk through the front doors.
We've heard that term several times tonight.
Uh-huh. So I love when you walk in, the sense of welcome and the sense of, I can sit in the bar in a couch in the corner and work in the morning. And we have outdoor spaces on the first floor that kind of surround the building. So you can be inside, you can be outside, you can feel comfortable wherever you are.
I love all the textures, too. A variety of textures.
Part of the Westin brand is wellness. And in the design, you want to bring nature into the hotel. So when you look into Sweet Song, which is behind me, which you can't see in the radio.
The restaurant.
Right? You can see pieces of wood that are imported from South America.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the ceiling in one section is all those wood panels in a tiered design. It's just a really special place.
Everything was done with a lot of thought put into it. And there's really a story for almost every part of the hotel. Mark, the VIP reception and party is heading upstairs to the rooftop lounge, so we won't keep you any longer. Again, congratulations. Thanks for having us be here tonight. It's been a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing you upstairs.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Mark Castriota, or Castriata, or you say tomato,
potato.
I say tomato. Joining us, the general manager of this beautiful facility, almost 350 guest rooms, 11-story, 4-star, state-of-the-art hotel, 2 ballrooms. We've been talking about it all night. So, Amanda, let's make our way upstairs. What do you say?
I can't wait to see the rooms. You already got a jump on it, but I look forward to the tour.
Yeah, exactly. So, my thanks to Amanda, all our guests, Russell Stewart, the sales and marketing manager here, for bringing all the guests to us tonight, Dan Braverman for producing for us. For everybody, I'm Mike, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us from the Westin Atlantic Gwinnett here on Business Radio X.